10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Laser hot hits.
Well, now then, we're back and welcome to the Duke Joint here on Laser Hot Hits. My name is Johnny Vincent. I've been out of the chair for a while and leaving it in the capable hands of Mr. Edward Gale and his strange friend. But I'm back for a return visit now, and my good friend Eddie Gale is, as always, with me.
So, good day to everybody, and congratulations for tuning in once again to the best radio station on the airwaves. This is the Duke Joint on Laser Hot Hits, and we've got for you 60 minutes or thereabouts of the best in rock and roll and rhythm and blues from the 1950s and early 1960s. So, tune in your dial and break your knob off, as they say, and we've got lots of great stuff coming up in the next hour or so.
It's quite an unbelievable lineup of fairly obscure and some well-known rock and roll today, so it's going to be very, very good. Rockabilly, rhythm and blues, doo-wop, female rock and roll, a few standards, and just about everything you can think of in between. And what do you think, Edward, what shall we begin with?
Start people off with something that they like, I dare say.
Go on then, Gene Vincent then, 1959 or thereabouts, and this is called Catman.
Catman's a-coming, you better look out. Catman's a-coming, running about. Catman's a-coming, looking for a girl. Better hide your sister, man. C is for the crazy hairdo that he wears around. A is for the arms that he'll sneak around your waist. T is for the taste of the lips belong to you. Catman.
Catman!
That this mean man does. A is for all the hearts that he has ever broke. N is for the names of the list you may be on. Yeah, man.
Catman! Rock!
Catman looking for a woman all day long. I better watch out because he is in your midst. I better watch out or you're gonna be kissed. I better watch out because of he is in your midst. Catman.
Catman! Yeah!
Better watch out because I'm the Catman. Catman.
There you go, from around 1956 or so, that was Catman by Gene Vincent, as if you didn't know. My name's Eddie Gale, this is the Duke Joint, and with me today, once again, is my good friend Johnny Vincent, who's just back from a six-month tour of Europe and the subcontinent.
It's true. I've been escaped this anyway.
At least that's what he's telling everybody.
Lord, I've been to nearly as many places as Laser Hot Hits actually gets to. And as I say, I do apologise for having been away for so long, but circumstances have not been on my side.
Exactly. And it might be a bit out of practice because you don't get a chance to do a lot of DJing on the inside, do you?
Shut up.
What? Oh, sorry. Anyway, changing the subject rapidly, I think we better put some more music on, don't you?
Okay, then, from 1960, it's Elvis Presley, and this is called Stuck on You.
Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. It's squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you, and the kissing starts. A team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied.
Stick because I'm stuck on you.
I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart.
I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how a love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir. Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm stuck on you.
Elvis Presley and Stuck on You, of course. Did you like that one, Edward?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, that.
What you might call a popular classic.
Indeedy. Give the people what they want. That's what I've always said. Well, no, I've never said that, really. What can you say? Okay, just to let you know, in a very, very short while, we'll be giving you some more information about how you can get in touch with us here at Laser. But in the meantime, we've got lots more great music coming up, lots of 50s and 60s stuff, most of which you've probably never even heard of, but wish you had sooner or something. Did that make sense?
It did just about, yes. This is not a very well-known record by somebody who kind of went on to fame in the 60s as a soul singer, but this one's one of his early R&B tracks and very, very good. This is Donny Elbert, and this is called Believe It or Not.
That was Donny Elbert, Believe It or Not. I mean, sorry, that was Donny Elbert, Believe It or Not. Wasn't it there, Eddie? Johnny?
You silly sausage, you.
That's what they all say.
All right, then, I think it's time right here on Laser Hot Hits, and especially on the Juke Joint, because you never hear anywhere else on any other radio station. It's time we played a bit of a classic rockabilly for you. So we're going to go back to 1957 for you, first of all. An absolute classic stroller, this one for you. This is Lou Graham, and this is called Wee Willie Brown.
Wee Willie Brown, from my hometown, got itchy feet, can't settle down. New Cadillac, name is Pat. But that don't bother him. He goes around, round, round, and all the gals all love him.
They really love him.
Yes, the gals all love him.
They really love him.
He ain't no square, but everywhere he goes around and around and around and around. Ain't got a cent, can't pay his rent. Landlord don't know which way he went. But when he's gone, he's really sent. No matter where he goes around, round, round, and all the gals all love him.
They really love him.
Yes, the gals all love him.
They really love him.
He ain't no square, but everywhere he goes around and around and around and around. Around, round, round, and all the gals all love him.
They really love him.
Yes, the gals all love him.
They really love him.
He ain't no square, but everywhere he goes around and around and around and around.
Offshore Echoes now have a new website at www.offshoreechoes.com with news, features, nostalgia and the new 2001 collection of Offshore Radio CDs, books, tapes and videos.
Long after I'm gone. Well, bopping machine.
Roll on! Rock on! Yeah, now bop! Yeah, now bop! Well, did a lot of rhythm in his rocking bone. Did a lot of rhythm in his rocking bone.
The absolutely excellent Ronnie Dawson there from, I haven't the first clue what year, but never mind. Anyway, that's called Rockin' Bones. A very, very good, if somewhat skinny performer. Oh, I suppose indeed. I've got no room to complain, really.
Preceded by, was it Lou Graham singing Wee Willie Brown?
Yeah, very good indeed.
Another excellent track that you're guaranteed not to hear anywhere else. So it's a good good excuse for listening to Laser Heart. It's 24 hours a day, if not longer.
Yep, and contacting us if you actually feel like requesting a particular rock and roll record on email or on the website or anything you like, really. Our email address is laserhothits@hotmail.com. That's laserhothits@hotmail.com. And you can call up our website at www.radiolink.net/hothits. That's www.radiolink.net/hothits.
And of course, we'll have more contact details coming up for you very, 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 very shortly. But in the meantime, more great rock and roll music. And can you tell us what's coming up next on the Duke Joint Jukebox there, please, Johnny?
I certainly... Careful, lad.
I'm out of breath.
Dear, oh dear. I certainly can anyway. I'm going back to 1954 with this one for you, and it's The Platters, believe it or not, one of the very earliest and best tracks. This is called Voo V R V. From 1954 and on the Federal record label, so look for it at a record store near you. The Platters, and that's called Voo VRV. There you go. Fantastic. Now, I just ought to explain where we broadcast from here at the Duke Joint. We don't actually broadcast from a studio as such at Laser, because they don't really have their own studios. So we just go to the nearest coffee bar and load up the jukebox in our old dance set record player, and just eat and drink all their wonderful food. Well, sometimes it's wonderful and just sometimes it ain't, but you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit iffy like that sometimes. I mean, now the Ace Cafe's opened up again, I bet they have decent food and good music and all this sort of stuff again. But, of course, we have one of these second-rate ones. Food's always a bit overdone, and speaking of which, here's a record that could be about that very thing. This is Veretta Dillard singing something called Scorch.
Scorch by your love like a fire, burnt by the flame in my heart. No good lover. You took my love and now you're gone. Well, I was hurt when you found another. I regret the day that I was born. A fine romance you did abuse. My heart feels just like a burnout fuse. Scorch, burnt, hot, mad. Well, now if you play with a fire, baby, you know you're warmth of your kisses, burned by the heat of your lies. Oh, will you crush my dreams and wishes, baby? My memories are just goodbye. I thought you told me that this would last. I didn't think your love could burn out so fast. Well, I'm scorched, burnt, hot, mad. We'll be right back. you know you're bound to get burned. Yeah, that's one lesson that I have really learned. Scorched by the warmth of your kisses, burned by the heat of your lies. You crushed my dreams and wishes, baby. My memories are just goodbyes.
Oh yes, one of our finest ever female R&B singers. That was Veretta Dillard, and that was called Scorched.
You can call us now on 07010 716220. That number once again is 07010 716220. Or email us at laserhothits@hotmail.com. Or if you prefer, you can fax us on 001-954-212-0609. That fax number again is 001-954-212-0609. Across Europe, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, this is your Laser Hot Hits.
Remember this golden classic.
This is dedicated to the one I
stuff there, that from around 1958, I think, or 59, wasn't it? That was a Shirelle singing Dedicated to the One I Love, which was a cover version of a song that nobody really knows, isn't that right?
It was, yes, and but you still haven't got the original, have you?
I still haven't got the original, no, by the Five Royals, much to my shame and regret, but then nobody's perfect.
Readers, listeners, watchers, viewers, and everybody else out there, please send us copies.
Indeed, for free, as soon as you can.
Yes.
They might be worth thousands, but hey, if we're going to get something free from somebody, we won't say no. That's the sort of low-life people we are. And speaking of low laughs, it's time for the next record.
Oh, yes, and a very, very good link that was, I've got to say, to this next one, because it's the great Ron Haydock, the late and great Ron Haydock, and from that classic movie, Rat Fink a Boo Boo. What can I say about this one? This is called You Is a Rat Fink.
You are a rat fink.
Now, baby, I've been doing some thinking. Somebody hard of thinking about you. And it seems to me a love matter what you've been doing. It's playing me for some fool. I got the word for you because it's what you is. You is a rat fink. You is a rat fink. If I had a nickel for every time you've let me down, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'd be the wealthiest man in town. I've got my name for you because it's what you is. You is a rat fink. You is a rat fink. Guitar player's a rat fink. Yeah, 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 yeah.
think I know what you've been doing to me, baby, but you're dating all the guys and I screw you. So how can you say that you will love me then? How can you ever be so cruel? I've got the word for you because it's what you will. You is a rat, think you is a rat, think.
Piano plays a rat, think. Yeah, 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 yeah. My arms, they are still in need. You, I must be nuts. I still love you. I've got the word for you because it's what you will. You is a rat, baby. You is a rat, baby.
Absolutely amazing that. That's the great Ron Haydock from 1964, so it's quite a late record for Here on the Duke John, but very good indeed. You is a Rat, Fink.
Excellent. Featured on the soundtrack of one of Orson Welles' films, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Citizen Kane or something like that. The Citizen Kane of B-movies, Rat Finger Boo Boo.
Indeedy, and from Ron Haydock we go to an excellent R&B band again. Well, one of many we've got on the programme today, I'd say at least. And if you'd like to tell us a little bit about this record, because I don't know an awful lot about it, really.
Oh, well, it's a record recorded for the Capitol record label in about 1957. It's the Five Keys, one of the finest vocal groups there ever was. And this one's called It's a Groove.
Move, move, move. You got to 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 move, move, move. Baby, it's a groove.
You start in with your left foot, you move it front and back. Same thing with your right foot, now you're moving jack. You start your body rocking, rocking to and fro. Start to snap your fingers, now you're ready to go. You got to move, move, move with ease. Light as a feather in the evening breeze. You got to swing, swing, swing and move. Everybody holler,
it's a groove.
Shoulder swing this way from side to side. Now turn around and circle with a free and easy glide. You start your body shaking from your head down to your toes. Your fingers begin a quaking. Now everybody, let's go. You got to move, move, move with ease. Light as a feather in the evening breeze. You got to swing, swing, swing and move. Everybody holler,
it's a groove.
You got to move, move, move.
You got to move, move, move. You got to move, move, move. You got to move, move, move. You got to move, move, move. Baby, it's a groove.
Radio Review Magazine. If you would like to read all about the current radio scene, whether it be BBC, ILR, RSLs, or those lovely pirate radio stations, then Radio Review is the magazine for you. For further information, just send one international reply coupon or a stamp-stressed envelope to Radio Review Magazine at PO Box 46, Romford, Essex, RM78AY. That's Radio Review Magazine, PO Box 46, Romford, Essex, RM78AY in the United Kingdom.
You're too sweet. Every day of your life, child, you've got to spend with me. Now let me tell you about Sally. Oh, she's a really tough. A girl you know about Emmy. She's cool enough. Oh, but life's too short to mess around. Don't you give me no stuff, child. And don't you put me down. Just a kiss and a smile. We gotta up and get married before my hair turns gray. I need you for real, baby. I've had my time to play. Now come on, come on, come on. Don't make me so blue.
There you are, something just a little bit different there for you. From 1962, that's the Lafayettes, and that's called Life's Too Short. Not bad, eh?
Quite good stuff, and that was a song, incidentally, that was featured on the soundtrack of Hairspray, wasn't it?
It is, and just looking around that sort of trashy Baltimore set in that film, which is very, very good, and all real, of course. It just reminds me of being here at the Duke Joint.
With some lots of tacky-looking white trash people dressed in pink and black a lot.
Indeed, but I mean, that's the way we like it, basically.
Of course. Quick mention should go here to our lovely waitress, Sylvia, who's been keeping us supplied with bacon butties, cups of frothy coffee and large baps, dare I say.
Dear, oh dear.
For the duration of the programme. And also to say hi as well to our absent friend today, Chris, the sound engineer, who's currently undergoing training at the RFM School of Valve Technology for the next couple of weeks, where he's going to learn how to fix little wires to other little things.
Oh,
stuff
good
like that I don't really know about.
Well, we could really use something like that here at the Duke Joint.
Indeed.
The jukebox keeps breaking down, and I'm not sure what's causing it. It's, but then again, I keep breaking down as well, so it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, time to break out the dance set and put a little bit of hillbilly music on, I think.
I'll go on then. Carl Perkins and his tribute to his own hometown, Tennessee.
Now there are folks who like to brag about where they came from, but when they start that stuff, I let them be. But it makes me feel like I want to brag some, to know that I come from the state of Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Mr. Red Foley came from Kentucky, now Ernest Tubb down in Texas, don't you see? But if all you folks out there can remember, Mr. Eddie Arnold came from Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Bombs, they say, that can blow up our world, dear. Well, a country boy like me, I will agree. But if all you folks out there will remember, they made their first atomic bomb in Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
music as they played in that old hillbilly way.
The one and only Carl Lee Perkins, who was born in 1932 in a small town called Tiptonville, Tennessee. And there he was singing about his own home state and hometown. There you go. That's called Tennessee. Wonderful.
I thought Tipton was just outside Birmingham, or is that the one I'm thinking of?
That's another one, sorry.
It's not a Brum, is he?
No.
Okay. Well, just a quick mention here for the frequencies that we're broadcasting on currently. As you may well know, we're always going out 24 hours a day on 6220 kilohertz. The old 7460 was moved for a while to 7465 kilohertz, so you might want to check that one out too. Plus the old 3935 frequency is temporarily, at least, on 3970, but that may change by the time you're hearing this, so... keep listening to later for updates there, so you can catch us at some point. Anyway.
Wow, it's all very complicated. Anyway, we've got some good friends in Australia now, haven't we?
Indeed, we have, yeah. The opposite side of the world here. Those nice chaps at Radio and Communications magazine, who deserve a mention here, I've got a copy of it right in front of me, gave us a nice two-page write-up saying lots of nice things about all the DJs and, you know, generally giving lots of information to all our Australian listeners. Yes, listeners. About Laser Hot Hits, because we got the website up and running now, and there's lots of real audio files on there, so you can hear all your favourite laser DJs over the internet.
Ooh.
On the website, which we mentioned before, it's www.radiolink.net/hothits. So thanks for the nice write-up there to Radio and Communications Magazine, and now on with a little bit more music, I think, isn't it?
Yep, and here is a record and a performer about whom I can boast complete and utter ignorance, but it's a very, very good record anyway. This is Stella Johnson, and this is called Yeah Baby.
You got me reeling and a rocket, talking out my head, with no appetite and wishing I was dead. Yeah, baby. Me loving, twisting and a turning, can't sleep at night, talking to myself, don't know wrong from right, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Ah, well, you got me, little baby, got me loving. Looking for the sun in the middle of the night, looking for the moon in the broad daylight, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Well, you got me, little baby, got me loving.
There you go. I do like her and I like her voice, but again, I know absolutely nothing about her. That's Stella Johnson, and that's called Yeah Baby. But never mind, eh?
Well, nobody can know everything. I mean, we might have encyclopedic knowledge of all sorts of music from the 1950s and 60s here, but there are gaps in, you know, what we know.
So, again, listeners and readers, please advise.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to get in touch with us as well, it's worth mentioning once again our address. If you want to write to us, we can be contacted at P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, Canada, NOP1WO. That's Laser Hot. Oh dear, that coffee's getting worse. Laser Hot Hits, P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, Canada, NOP1WO. Just in case you feel like dropping us a line.
And I hope you do as well. I want you to send in lots and lots of letters and postcards demanding the triumphant return of Johnny Vincent.
Mm. And free records would be nice too.
Yes, that's true. That as well.
Something like that.
Anyway,
more filth, porn and depravity on the Duke Jaunt here on Laser Hot Hits, I think.
Now, I can actually boast I do know something about this next performer. He's a blues man named Roosevelt Sykes, and I do know that he actually toured the UK one or two times in the early 60s.
Ooh.
And he's the guy that did the original version of that song called The Night Time Is The Right Time.
Ah.
So that's something, at least. That's something to go on, and it's a good start, if nothing else. But anyway, as my good friend Eddie said, more filth and depravity here, because that's what we like here at the Duke Joint,
yes,
anyway.
We do.
This is called She's Jailbait.
Well, she looks so fine, all dressed up in plaid. She starts to make love. She goes raving mad, but she's jailbait. Cotton ever come out of a field. She'd rather make love and to eat a decent meal, but she made a sad quitting quit. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Go ahead on. She can give a whole lot of loving, and she ain't ashamed, but she's jailbait, a sad quitting quit. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she's a bobby sock and she wears a sloppy joe. She starts a dance and she don't wanna let you go, but she's jailbait, a sad quitting quit. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she don't run around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. She need a type of girl most any man would like to marry, but she.
That chick's too young to fry.
Have a drink on us here at Laser. Yes, you can now purchase a superb Laser Hothead ceramic mug for just £5 cash, which includes P&P, that's postage and packaging, or as a special introductory offer, 3 for just £10 cash. We can accept cash equivalent in any currency, and all proceeds go towards keeping us on the air 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So why not send off for your mug today? That's £5 cash to Laser Hothits at P.O. Box 293, Merlin on Ontario, Canada, NOP1WO.
Baby! You're looking good to me. To me. Oh, baby. You're looking good.
You're looking good.
An excellent track there from Bo Diddley from sometime around the vicinity of the late 1950s. That was You're Looking Good. And I've just got time here to read out a couple of little messages from people who've been kind enough to mail us here at Laser Heart Hits. Thanks first of all to Mr. Calvin Ginge, who wrote in to tell us he got married on June the 23rd. And he sent us 15 quid for 3 laser mugs and a sponsored show. And hopefully he's got those mugs by now and the sponsored program's on its way to him. So thanks a lot there, Calvin, and good luck. Mm. Is all we can say. Hi again to Albert Stevens, who's telephoned us again from Cardiff, dropped us 15 quid for some more Anorak videos, which are still available. Any sort of videos, mugs, whatever, write to the address that we gave out earlier on and we can get you loads and loads of stuff sent on the way. And quick hello to, if I can pronounce his name properly, Mr. Connie Ryshalski, and I think that's how you pronounce it, of Beacon Falls in Connecticut, who managed to hear us all the way across the Atlantic there on 6220 kHz on May the 23rd. He tells us that he's planning a display at his local library on the hobby of shortwave listening and plans to include laser in his display. Excellent stuff there.
That's absolutely
around the world.
Brilliant.
First Australia, yes. Then America, tomorrow the world.
Yes.
Indeed.
Where's the rest of it? That's what I want to know.
Ah, they'll get there. Don't worry.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, then. Yeah, I just want to ask a quick question here, because this next record we've got is called Johnny Machine.
Yeah.
And all day you've been telling me that this has a strange meaning, or a meaning which I shouldn't mention on the radio. And what is that exactly? Because I can't... It's just somebody's name, isn't it?
No, you're just being naive now.
Okay.
You might say it's ostensibly somebody's name in the record, but I think everybody in England at least knows what a Johnny Machine is.
So hi to anybody who's listening in England now, and...
and we can assure you that this is not a song about a machine that sells Johnnies. It is, in fact, a song about a chap called Johnny Machine. Is that not right?
Yes, it's a very good record anyway. This is Billy Smith, and this is called Johnny Machine.
Was coming up the campus looking mighty keen. A real cool mama, a half-caste queen. Rolling right behind her was Johnny Machine. Fiddler's walking daddy of a teenage queen. Do your work, Johnny. Johnny Machine. Well, I do your work, Johnny.
Johnny Machine. Johnny Machine. Well, do your work, Johnny. Johnny Machine.
Do it well, Johnny.
Johnny Machine.
Whatever it means, it's a very good record anyway. That's Billy Smith, and that's called Johnny Machine.
Not a song about a machine that's got Johnny's in it.
Okay.
We have to mention again. You know, have you ever thought of changing your name to Johnny Machine? That'd be quite good.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you might get more success with the women there. They don't know where to come, won't they?
Well, that's true, yeah.
Anyway.
Careful.
Yes. In the meantime, we have a special message coming up now from one of our fellow anoraks, Colin Dixon. I felt like doing public service announcement there. For the benefit of any offended listeners, this is not a song about a Johnny Machine. It's about a song about a bloke called Johnny Machine.
Yes.
I'm just confusing myself. But anyway, I'd like to hand you over to Colin now for just 1 second. He's got a very special message for all our laser listeners. At least, I think he has.
If you would like to help us here at Laser, help us continue broadcasting to you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, then please consider sponsoring one of our programmes, either on a one-off basis or regularly. Even if you send us just a small donation, it all helps to pay our electricity bills. To sponsor one of our programmes, just send £5 cash or the equivalent in your own currency to our mailing address of P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, in Canada. That's Laser Hot Hits, P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, in Canada, postcode NOP1WO. Then just choose one of our DJs who closely matches your musical tastes. Give us a list of all the friends you would like mentioned and select some records you would like playing. Then send this to us with your £5, and within a few weeks you will receive a tape copy of your sponsored programme. Shortly after that you will hear it going out on the air. Please do try and help us here at Laser, and we promise you we will continue as long as we can. Thanks in advance for your help.
All this glow, the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for me. Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue, oh, oh, when you say you love me,
Mr. Blue,
then prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love isn't true.
Call me Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue, when you say you're sorry,
Mr. Blue,
then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through and through.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I stay at home at night. Upside down, I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Very, very sweet that. The Fleetwoods and Mr. Blue. And I do apologise for the appalling way I went from that jingle into the record there. I do apologise. It's been a long time, you know.
Oh, what can we say? How much is the lot of them? Anyway, yes, we've got more great music coming up very shortly on the Duke Joint here of Laser Hot Hits. And as per that question you were asking me earlier, should I, about the Anorak videos, I'll do this as a public service announcement, right? Just like the Johnny Machine one. For the benefit of those of you who are a little bit hard of thinking, an Anorak video is not a video about Anoraks. It is a video produced by Colin Dixon, who does Anorak Hour. And it's got lots of great stuff on there about free radio, past, present and future and whatever. Loads of different compiled stuff. Well worth the £10 cash that you would be asked to pay for it. And it is not a video about Anoraks, because that would be really boring, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Anyway, so that was a public service announcement on behalf of the very, very stupid. Thank you very much.
And here is another public service announcement. The following programme, the following portion of the Duke Joint here on Laser Hot Hits may not be suitable for people of a nervous disposition. Boo!
Yeah. Very good. Smart ox.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's go back to the music, I think, now. The harp tones and Gimme Some.
Give me some of that true love that's in your heart. Give me some of that true love that's in your heart. If I can't have it all, just give me the biggest part. Give me some of those sweet, 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 sweet kisses from your lips. Give me some of those sweet, 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 sweet kisses from your lips. Honey, each time we kiss, my heart starts to have a flip. Give me some of those sweet, 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 sweet kisses from your lips. Give me some of those sweet, 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 sweet kisses from your lips. Honey, each time you kiss, my heart starts to wanna play.
The absolutely brilliant harp tones. And is that Willie Winfield on lead vocal? It sounds like
I believe it is. Who's a star at this year's October Hemsby International Rock and Roll Festival.
Yes.
It's worth mentioning.
And if you ever get the chance to go to one of those festivals, go.
It's great.
Go.
And now I suppose it's a happy time for music lovers everywhere in that the programme's about finished.
I'm afraid so. It's time to piss on the dogs and call in the fire.
No, or something like that. What a professional.
Anyway. Never mind.
For the last 59 and a half minutes, you've been listening to the Duke Joint on Laser Hot Hits. I've been Eddie Gale.
And I've been Johnny Vincent.
And this weekend, will be Monica and Louise.
Careful, careful. No, you don't want everything to get out.
Well,
it depends on paid anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's enough dirty banter from us. We better get going now.
Indeedy.
And pack up and hand you over to another one of our star DJs here on Laser. Keep listening.
And try not to go speeding again. You know what happened last time? It's been 6 months since your last programme.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind, never mind. Speak to you soon, and I hope it won't be another 6 months. I'm telling you, the food in there was just lousy. This place is like the Ritz by comparison.
I think we all go back to the old place, you know.
Yeah.
Not very good, really. Yeah. I know, okay, waitresses are nice looking and everything like that, but you can judge the quality of your place on its bacon cobs, is what I say.
That's true, you can. Still, at least we've still got Sylvia. Never had anything like that in... Oh, but never mind.
I'm saying...
I'm out of there now.
Do you want to borrow a couple of quid for the taxi, then?
I haven't got any money. Have you?
No, I haven't really. Oh well, pitch it a lift again.